the epitome of JP. You know, I mean, I just moved here like 9 months ago. I think, you know, I'm, like day to day, that when I go, you know, when I'm out and about town, that I can see why I really love JP on a daily basis. But this is like tremendous. I mean, it is. It's like the diversity. I mean, people just being their glorious selves. You know, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Great day. Good weather. Good music. Perfect day for it.
Everybody, Iquas, Irish people, we have everybody here gathered together to enjoy this event.
So it's a lot nicer now than a couple of weeks ago when we were in lockdown.
So what brings you here? The food, the music, the
all
art,
the
politics?
Above, and buddies too.
And buddies too. So what do you think of the day so far?
I've had a great time. Always do. And we didn't get rained on this year. It's beautiful.
And that was just a small sampling of the thousands of people who converged onto the Southwest Corridor Park at the Stony Brook Tea Stop in Jamaica Plain for this, the 35th consecutive Wake Up the Earth Festival. The event brings out the best of this diverse community with music, food, political activism, art, and family activities. Carne Babor is a JP artist who designs the annual t-shirts.
How's it going this year?
It's good.
Number 35.
Yes.
And you've been at every one, haven't you?
I think I have been.
And you're 37.
Yes, I'm 37. I started when I was 2. Pretty good run. We're having a great day. The parade was fantastic.
How has the sales been this year on your shirts?
Good sales. I just haven't been able to hear enough music.
And it's part of one of the drawbacks of being a vendor, you kind of get stuck to a spot and you really can't.
You do. You're pounded with sales.
But you help keep it alive.
Yep. Supports the festival. Looks bigger than ever this year.
It's a Akasha studio, yoga, community, and healing. A circular patch of grass carved out of branches, and everyone within the circle is doing the yoga.
And with arms alongside you, with your next breath in, begin to press into the feet. Allow the knees to slide forward and the hips to gently rise. And as they are, bringing arms up overhead. And if it feels comfortable, bring the arms all the way to the grass or the top of your mat. Feel welcome to do that. Otherwise, just extend them however high up it feels right for your shoulders.
Were you over at the cardboard slides?
Yes!
And what did you do over there?
What do you think? I slid!
Hasek Diri Band from Senegal performed at the Moon Stage, which is set up in the street right outside the Stony Brook Tea Stop.
Wow. Thank you, guys. My name is Pasek from Senegal, West Africa. The band name Pasek Jire Band. Thank you, guys. Wow, wow. Everybody say wow, wow.
Wow, wow.
Wow, wow. Wow, wow is mean good job in Senegal. If you see somebody doing great job, you can say, Tim, wow, wow. Wow, wow, guys.
I love the festival. I live. I can throw a rock and hit my house from here. So.
Oh, you live in JP now.
I do. Yeah, yeah. I know. We switched. You went to Medford, and I came here. Or something,
yes.
Right? So there can only be so many Italians in JP. So it worked out. It worked out well. But man, I love it here, and it's. I love this festival. First time I came here, I felt like, oh my God, I'm home. You know, felt like great. So, and it's got great weather today. It's like low-key, and everybody's like open and friendly and freaky.
You're working for Spontaneous here today.
I always volunteer for them, yeah. I try to help out all I can. I was here a couple of nights ago painting some murals, painting some of those signs for the sponsorship. Then I helped put up the May 1st workers' murals up there. And they actually moved it from where it used to be over which is kind of a shame because it kind of got moved into the corner there.
Yeah.
It was more prominent, but I guess they had a traffic flow issue. So, you know, the workers' movement thing got shelved for traffic flow.
That was Akira, one of the many volunteers with Spontaneous Celebrations, the JP community group behind the annual Wake Up the Earth Festival. Local band Club Delph wowed the crowd with their art jam modern psychedelic sound.
We're Club Delph. We've had a great time playing at the Wake Up the Earth Festival. We tried this a couple years ago and the rain didn't help us out too much. So it's nice that we got the sun today. Thanks to Bonnie Rovix and Larissa and all the people here. Thank you to the wonderful town of Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. And all you people. We're going to be playing at the Lizard Lounge on Friday the 24th. So come on out. Check us out at clubdelph.com and on Facebook. Thank you very much. Club Delph, at your service.
This is actually my first time here. You know, Robin said she couldn't believe that she never brought me here before, and she's seen lots of these. So, this is pretty cool.
So you're glad she brought you.
This is great.
Couldn't pick a better day to wake up the earth.
I thought the earth was already awake. We have to wake up.
That's well said.
I've already signed one thing for, you know, gun control. There's all kinds of causes getting celebrated out here. That's an important one.
Celebrating social justice causes, there was a lot of that at Wake Up the Earth. Mike Lapham is the Responsible Wealth Project Director with United for a Fair Economy.
I organized rich people to say that their taxes should be higher and that we should have a strong estate tax. And I get business people to say we should have a living wage and shareholders to say we should have more corporate accountability, stuff like that. It's kind of the man bites dog story. That's what I do. Been doing it for 16 years.
What kind of reactions do you get from these people?
Well, you know, fortunately, not all rich people are greedy, and not all rich people want just more money in their pockets. So I can, you know, talk to people, and there's a lot of people who actually want to have, you know, more broadly shared prosperity. They might be wealthier, they might be a business owner, but they realize that if we don't have a strong middle class, if we have all the money in the hands of a few people, it's not good for our democracy. It's not going to help our economy. You know, it's just not in the interest of themselves, their children, their grandchildren. So fortunately, there is a bunch of wealthy people who are willing to stand up and say that.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. So thank you for sharing that.
It is. Yeah. So the project is called Responsible Wealth. And we've worked with Bill Gates Sr. on the estate tax and a bunch of prominent folks on stronger estate tax and all those kind of things.
Yes, even some aging hippies were among the diverse crowd. Mystical Misfits paid tribute to the beautiful day in praising song with everyone singing along.
Sunshine, think it's a wonderful festival, bringing together music, culture, food, and a lot of local groups. I definitely recommend it for other out-of-towners.
From the 35th Annual Wake Up the Earth Festival, I am Chuck Rosina in Jamaica Plain for the Boston Community Radio Project.
JP sings positive, everybody. All right.